The Toofs Podcast, Season 3, Episode 4. Toofs Podcast comment line or request line. Text the number 505-545-4801 now. The Toofs Podcast. New episodes every Sunday. Now get ready for The Toof on The Toofs Podcast.
We're doing different things. Welcome to the Toof Podcast. My name is The Toof, and this is the Toof Podcast. Hello. Hi. Hey, baby girl. That's for Lily. Okay, we're going to do things a lot different on today's episode. I have to keep everything written down, or I'm going to forget it. I'm going to forget what I'm talking about. One new note to self, quit hitting the microphone. So annoying. We're going to be talking about doing different things. I'm actually going to tell you about my stroke that I had in October of 2017 and talk about that. We'll talk about how long it takes me to film and how long it takes me to record a track. And then we'll talk about my hotline. I have a hotline at the studio. You could text that number, whatever you want, and we might hear it, we might not. It has to be within the language criteria of this podcast. And then last thing but not least, it's behind the scenes. We're going to go behind the scenes, behind the curtain right here, to see what Toof Studio really is. It's all about, you know what I'm saying? And then I'll give a ending summary or whatever, but, that's what it is, and that's how we're going to do it. So here we go. About my stroke. I had my stroke in 2017, and it was October of 2017. I'll tell you that I was walking out my front door at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I just felt this sensation come all over me. I felt weak. I felt like somebody took all the energy and just ripped it out of me and drained me instantly. I was feeling down and weak. I can't explain that feeling, but the only thing I could do is go to the floor, and I was able to dial one of my emergency contacts and set the phone down and mumble my way to get help. A friend of mine ended up calling the paramedics to get an ambulance over there because something was wrong. And 3 days later, I found out I had a stroke. Crazy stuff. It was a ischemic stroke or whatever, where it doesn't rupture the blood vessel, but it just deprives that area of oxygen, and it kills that part of your brain. I could have had the other stroke where it would rupture that part of the brain, but then if that would have happened, I would have died. I wouldn't have been here. Wow, a lot has changed since then. I feel like I became a new person. I try to live a good and healthy life now. I became a plant-based eater. I don't eat meat and I don't do dairy. Sometimes I do dairy, but it's just very rare. But no meat. And that has helped me out tremendous. Got me to the point of where I'm back to where I'm back. My headache doctor told me that, because I'm on this medicine and I do take it regularly, that I'm not getting my migraines. That would be debilitating, where I'd lock myself in a room with the lights off all day long, just trying to get the throbbing to stop, or the visuals I would see in my eyes, the kaleidoscope effect. But anyways, my doctor was able to find the right prescription drugs and the combination and the amounts for me to take, where the crazy headaches are gone. They don't hurt no more. But if I miss a dose or miss two doses or whatever, they come back. I know that because I missed a dose before, several times I missed a dose and they came back. But, you know, the past 6 months, you know, everything's been great. I've been taking my pills on time. I do miss my morning pills occasionally, but the night pills are the more important ones. That's the more I take more of them at night. Back in the day, we released a double disc album called On the Run, Most Wanted. And we released a music video called On the Most Wanted. And we actually filmed that and recorded it before I had my stroke. And you can tell I was on my game. I was saying all my words right, correctly, everything. You know, there was no mumble jumbo. There wasn't no mistakes. You know, I got it. But after my stroke, we, like 6 months later, we filmed Two Beats in PK and made the music video for it, and recorded a song, whatever. On that video, you can tell that I'm not saying the words correctly. I'm not saying them fast enough, or I'm not saying them with what, you know, in line. Because it's a music video, so, you know, the background music, you know, supposed to come out of my mouth just perfectly, but sometimes it doesn't. I feel bad. So, it takes me a long time to record an episode, especially on YouTube, and then trying to record just the vocals to put it on my podcast. It gets hard. It gets hard. But it does take me a long time to film. And the next episode and the future episodes that you see on YouTube, they'll be edited and you won't hear all the mistakes in between, or the take one, take two, take three, take four, whatever, take 100, 102, 103. You don't have to worry about that. I'm going to edit it good, and it's gonna look good. It's gonna go smooth. But I wanted you guys to get a taste of how I am and how hard it is to do things. So I have to do it different. But another thing is about doing things different on this YouTube podcast is that it's raw, it's unedited, it's me. This is the way things are. Just because I can't, you know, speak clearly or correctly or whatever, doesn't mean I can't take care of my daughter. That's a different story, but we'll never get into it on the podcast. But yeah, takes me forever to film, and I'll give you a little sample of what it takes to film. I mean, like what it takes to film, you know, the different things, you know. Here's just a sample. The different camera angles, behind, you know, just different things, man. So, anyways, let's go into my recordings of my songs. They take forever. I mean, PK is the other guy I rap with that's on my beats, and he makes some beats too. But that guy can almost record a song or a verse in one take. And me, it takes like 10, 12, 15, 20, 30 takes just to get something decent. It's taken a lot out of me. We're writing five albums, and three of them I'm having to do in create and write and make my beats, all with the limitations and the strokes, that the stroke that I had. So I'm trying to make it good for you guys. You know, I can only do better. Practice makes perfect, so I'm gonna practice. I write a lot, just so I can use my mind and get my mind sharper. I practice a lot. I'll freestyle a lot. I even take my pad of paper and just sit there, rapping a song over and over again until I felt confident that I can do it. But there's multiple times that I still, push pause, or I stop the track and I edit that part out, get rid of it, and then, come into, what everybody else does on YouTube. Everybody else is putting out edited versions. And I will put out edited versions after this, but I just wanted you to see how it is with Timmy T the Tooth. And since this is new, and this is the second episode that's on YouTube, I wanted you to see before it gets edited, and you don't get to see all this stuff. So, I try to keep it good, try to keep it original, and try to keep it unique, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Yeah. Text the hotline. Yeah. While I get set up. Word. See, that transition wasn't as great. I should have did better. I should have had to text the hotline part, this part, come up before this part. You know what I'm saying? But whatever. Something I'll work on in the future. So, we're in the episode, or the segment of the episode, where I want to tell you about text our hotline. You can text the phone number 505-545-4801, and you can send us a message of to what you want to talk about, what you have to say to us, if you want us to do something for you, sing a song, you name it, we'll do it. There's limitations on to what we'll do, though. It has to be a kid friendly, on the kid friendly thing, you have to keep it tasteful, okay? I have stand-up comedians that will do some stuff, and every once in a while they'll drop a bad word, but I can't regulate on everything, or I can, but it just takes more editing, and eventually it's going to be all edited, and you'll see the final product whenever, next week and weeks after that and the weeks on. But please I would like to know what you think. Send us a number to 505-545-4801, or you can just go on to this YouTube, and down below you can leave a comment of what you think about the show, if you like it, especially leave a comment below telling me what you want to see in episodes, who you want me to interview, or what type of interviews you want me to do, stuff like that. Also, what I'm doing, hold on, I'm giving away our albums. So we got the Bounty Hunt right here. I'll show it to you up closer. Alright. Then we got Indictment. With our old covers. On the Run. Most Wanted. Yeah. And finally, it ain't finished yet, but the getaway, all five of our albums, plus all our music videos. We have 13 of them. Hopefully we'll have more by the time we get done with the getaway. But I'm going to give away those albums. It's going to be a long journey, and I'm going to be doing a giveaway on my last episode in December. And so all you have to do is leave a message below, comment below, make sure you hit the like button and that you're subscribed and that you hit the notification bell so you don't miss any episodes. Plus, text that number right there to 505-545-4801. And that will qualify you on getting the albums. This is the old school way. Everything's on CD. But then again, just to top it off, I will do, on top of these digital albums that you physically can hold in your hand and touch, I'm going to also do digital. So you get digital as well. Yeah. But what do you have to do to qualify? You got to like this. You got to like it. You got to subscribe to it. Hit the notification bell. Plus you got to send us a message to that number up there. 505-545-4801. Yeah, that's how we do it. Behind the scenes. Yeah. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I open up both my cameras, and I have some audio glitches going on. But anyways, I opened up both cameras so you can kind of see what's going on. This is behind the scenes. This is really the Toof. I'll grab the other camera, and I'll start showing you, little things that I have in my studio, inside the studio. And then we'll go on to, back of the curtain, what's on the back side of the curtain, and then the rest of the studio. So, let's do it. Let's do this. All right. So, obviously, you can see I always have my clipboard. And you can see that, hold on, let me get the other camera. All right. So, hi, how you doing? So this is behind the scenes, behind the camera, or in front of the camera, the stage setting. It took me 3 weeks to put all this together. That's why I didn't have an episode for 3 weeks. And then, surprise, I went to YouTube, and I'm on YouTube now. It's all good. I'll still have my podcast anywhere you get your podcast at, but it just won't have video. If you want to see the video and you want to see me personally, come to YouTube. You'll see us there. But So this right here is my piano. I have a cover covering it, and this right there is my guitar. You know what I'm saying? Love that guitar. And we'll come back to this side, and I have a mini keyboard, a Bluetooth keyboard. I don't know what's going on with my audio. But anyways, I'll just turn it off. We don't need the audio. And then I have my mixing board. This is where everything comes together. And then I have my laptop. Yeah. And then I have another keyboard, another two keyboards, and a mini guitar. The mini keyboard and the mini guitar is my daughter's. It's Lily Pad's. So, yeah. And then I got my guest microphone right there, guest seat, guest headphones, you know what I'm saying? And then obviously I have mine. Hi. And headphones, microphones, everything you see here. Yeah, that's what's up. So, yeah, you want to get into more behind the scenes? Yeah. All right. 1 second. More behind the scenes. That was stupid. This is going to be more behind the scenes over here. So, basically, let me change the camera real quick. so I can have two cameras. All right. Because I actually have one that I'm going to carry around with me. So you got to see all this, all what's inside the studio, you know, all the good jazz, everything. Now you get to see what's behind the curtain. Yeah, let's go there. Yeah, this is behind the curtain, and I don't know if you can hear me that well, but yeah, this is what goes on behind the curtain. I have my kitchen, my break area, my refrigerator. Then what I have over here is a couch. Uh-oh, but you saw something. Hopefully you didn't know what that meant. Yeah, this is the little behind the scenes of the studio. It does, when I get in the studio and I put the curtain back and everything is normal, the sound is normal because soundproof curtains, blackout curtains, they the bomb. So, yeah, I tried to make it unique, but let's go look at one of these things. Hey. Yeah. So I'm going to show you more of behind the scenes. This right here, this raw here is my studio. It's the receiver, the speakers, the tower speakers, the laptop, all the way down to my, this is a audio interface, USB. It's hooked up to the microphones and it's hooked up to my mixing board right there. Yeah. So yeah, that's what we're trying to do. I'm trying to make it legit. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. But for now, Man, I'm starting to get anxiety. My heart's racing, I'm excited. And when I get excited, I start slurring and I start screwing up my words. So I'm probably gonna have to wrap this up real soon. But you never know what we're gonna get into next. You never know. Oh yeah, here's another thing. I'm gonna set this up here so you guys can see. Okay. All right, I'm gonna take off my headphones and hopefully you can hear me. If not, I'm gonna turn up the volume so you can hear me. But this is what it looks like when I disconnect and put away my studio. I'm kind of short, so I have to get up on the chair. But it's okay. I still do it. There you can see, no studio curtains, looks like a normal house. So, and there you have it. Yeah, hope you like it. Hope you like it. Hey, how's it going? All right, so now you got to look at my studio. You got to see behind the curtains and see that it's just a studio with these curtains right here that block sound and you know, help with the ambience and stuff like that. So thanks for watching. I really appreciate it. If you would hit the like button and the subscribe button, and if you want not to miss any of our episodes, hit the bell icon and you'll be notified every time I release a video. What? Wow. Yeah, yeah, that's crazy. Let's see. We can change through all the different windows that I have. We'll do that real quick. That one, that one, that one, that one, that one. Whoa. What are you looking at? Why are you like that? All right. So I'll come down to your level right now and show you the rest of it. Oh yeah, this one right here is the music videos. We'll do music videos next time. And So I guess I've been recording that whole time. Sorry. But this will be the ending. I screwed up big time. But you saw what I did with the shirts. We talked about welcome to the show and doing different things. We talked about my hotline. And we talked about behind the scenes of the Toof podcast, Toof Studio. So that's it. Thanks for watching and have a nice day. Yeah.